Good morning, everyone. Well, did you take time yesterday to stand in awe and wonder at the creation of God? Did you take time to enjoy fellowship with your Lord and your Savior? This morning, I would want to bring a scripture from Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, a very famous verse, and you'll all know it. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When the Holy Spirit comes and enters into our lives, it's amazing how our eyes are opened to the wonders that are around us. And we discover the purpose of the Holy Spirit is that we don't just receive him in order to experience more of Jesus, but actually so that we could represent him more. The power of the Holy Spirit is given to you and I that we might go out and be his representatives. As I look around the area where I live in awe and wonder at the fields being ploughed, a new season beginning as they sow fresh seed, we discover that the ultimate purpose of the Holy Spirit, the seed of God's Spirit in your life and my life, is not just to make us feel good for a moment, but to transform us and to give us a wonderful, clear picture of who Jesus is. And when we receive the Holy Spirit, our lives are not designed to act as a final destination, but rather a funnel, so that God's Holy Spirit won't just flow to us, but will flow through us. Today, let the Holy Spirit flow through you and touch the hearts and minds of people around you in Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. As we go out as witnesses for Jesus on our daily lives, empowered by the Holy Spirit, we will quickly see just what it is that he has equipped us with. He is expanding our levels of influence and power all around us, those closest to us and those further away. God wants you and I to be his witnesses, that the Holy Spirit which flows to us would flow through us. And as we go about life, let us make sure that we don't make the extraordinary ordinary, but let the ordinary be touched by the supernatural, that we might represent Jesus in the fullness of his glory. Have a wonderful day.